This week I wanted to thank all of our patrons and sponsors of the show, Ted Webb, Rundi Hibachi, Lulu, MST3 Clay, Dwight the Janitor, Milkman, Kenji, Milkbox Shower, Phone Losers of America, Gobi, Fancy Pants, Gordo, Crispy808, and Mr. Turbois. You can support the show by going to immoralhole.com/donations. You can donate via Ko-fi, Patreon, or cryptocurrency. You can join us for calls in the Dwight Cord. There's a link in the sidebar on Prankcast to get in here. You just have to join us and abide by the guidelines. It's really, you know, pretty loose around here. We have no real social media, and we're not syndicating the podcast at the moment, so you can find everything on immoralhole.com.
Hello?
Shut up.
Who is this?
Look, I said shut up. This is Big Truckin'.
Okay, don't text me, don't call me.
Or else what? Or else what?
I love you.
Hello?
Hey, you stupid bitch. Hello.
Who the fuck is this?
I was calling for a hooker and then you answered the phone, so you must be the hooker.
Kayla, are you a hooker? He said that he was
Kayla's
a hooker.
Hooker.
Tell those people in the background to shut up.
We're looking for one with large...
Literally, we're at a bachelor party. You need to get a fucking life.
Figuratively, you need to get yourself a life.
We're looking for one with an hourglass figure, please.
Yeah. Hey, what's up with the bachelor party, though? Hey, you know who it is. Come on, let's all... We're coming down. We got the alcohol.
We're
what's
in
up?
Nashville.
Yeah, we're the entertainment.
No. Hey, don't be saying that shit. The Dwight.
But she said we're broke. We're rich. We own Facebook.
Yeah, ma'am, I have dozens of dollars to throw you.
The end of the line.
What number?
Hello?
Hello? Hey. Can you hear me?
Who is this?
Hey, it's Big Truck, and here's my friend Dwight.
Hey, how you doing there, big guys?
Who is this?
Hello? Hi, it's Dwight. I'm the criminal. We were pen pals. You sent me a bunch of envelopes in prison with writing in them.
You fart a lot.
Yeah. You used to fart onto the paper and then put it in the envelope and send it to me?
I think you got the wrong number.
No, that's how I got the number. I'm reading one of the letters right now. That's how I knew who to call. So we still got to be an item or what? I hope you didn't find love while I was gone, you know?
Yeah, no, you got the wrong number.
No.
Which I really
Hello?
Love. Hi. I really love thunderstorms. Do you like thunderstorms?
No, not today.
You stupid fuck.
Yeah.
Stupid fuck you.
I know.
Yeah, hi, baby. How are you?
Yeah.
I'm good. How are you guys?
It's us. You know who
Come
it is.
Come to Florida, probably. Honey. We miss you.
I miss you, too.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Do you still wear those tight little shorts?
Get out of here. Sometimes. Go away. Stupid.
Do you still wear tight clothes?
Put your mother on the phone. Put your mother on the phone.
She's not here right now.
You're having too much fun.
Well, he'd have to go up from the basement to get his mom.
True. My friend Ted likes talking to his sisters.
Yeah, Indian. Do you have an Indian sister?
Yeah.
I have a bunch of sisters, yeah.
Are any of them Indy?
No. Who is
Indian, it? You know, Bangladeshi.
This is Jasper.
Jasper? I don't remember the last time I saw the Indian. I don't remember the last time I felt the need to prank call somebody.
I texted you earlier, and you didn't reply to me for some reason.
Yeah, I did. I said, who is this?
Oh, I forgot to put that on
the
note. 740. Yeah, that's me.
You called me on a different number.
Yeah,
totally
I have...
Number. You don't even...
Well, I'm an elite hacksaw, and I can change my number at will.
Yeah, he can program the VCR. He's that good.
Yeah. With a
Don't
screwdriver.
Don't call this number back. My mom will be mad. Don't call it back.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, for real. Please don't call this number.
Hey, did you just get back from a Sarah Palin book burning? You little chicken?
No, it was I was actually at Joe Biden book party.
Oh, okay. All right. Bye. Bye. Bye.
I don't want you guys to tell you guys are so funny.
Hello.
What up, Playboy?
Who is this?
Who is this? I got that good, good.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up? You texted me? Yeah, you text me?
No.
I'm selling. Yeah, if you need.
Who are you?
Who are you?
You called me.
No. I called your girlfriend. I said, yeah, man.
It's funny because I've been with my girlfriend the whole day.
God damn it. What now?
Who are you?
Is that you? You know who it is. I'm trying to sell you that.
I know.
Yeah, I'm trying to sell you that good shit. I got my boy Ted on the line. He's about to upsell you. Yeah.
All
yeah,
right,
would you like the super size, Matt?
Yeah, I would.
Hi, this is Ted. Do you want a super size?
Let's talk to the chick. Put the chick on the phone.
Yeah. She's right here.
Do we have a chick?
I bet it smells like squid down there.
Yeah. Probably.
Does it smell like Long John Silver's?
Yeah.
Take the phone.
Do you want to see my fucking...
Oh, my ass.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, I got a lot of... But...
Oh. Hey, you want for that concert with me and Dwight?
Oh.
What's up, boss?
I'm on the toilet. He's in here with me. I'm on the toilet. He's helping.
Yeah, bro. We need a ride home like you promised. We're at that Vescarious concert. Can you hear me?
Who is this?
Hey, me and my boy Dwight are in the bathroom. We need that ride home, man. We're drunk. We got those edibles in our system from that Vescarious concert.
The edibles hurt my fucking throat. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, Dwight is Vicarious.
Okay, well, I have no clue who you are, so can you please quit calling my phone?
No,
why did your voice change all of a sudden? You have the throat cancer?
Yeah, the stoma.
Oh, hello, dear.
No, you're going to come and pick us up like you promised. You know who it is. It's me, John.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah,
John Connor. Yeah.
You know what?
We're at the concert, my boy.
Right here. Would you want to talk to him?
Yes. Put him on the phone. I'll suck the fucking pants right off of him. Put him on the phone.
You're a woman? God
you're
damn.
You're married?
Color me surprised.
Hey, what's up, boss? Your wife sounds like a fuck. Decent answer. Bit.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, this is Jack. I'm calling about the parts you have for sale.
I don't have any parts, Jeff.
How big are them parts, boy?
No, they're the parts for a vibrator.
It depends
stupid
who you
fuck.
Ask, I guess.
You stupid fuck.
What? That, guys,
yeah, it's the motor is burned out and I need to replace it.
Yeah. I don't remember the last time I prank called somebody. I'm actually like 4 years too old to be prank called.
How old are you?
Tell that bitch in the background. Shut up, motherfucker. Shut up, I said. Let me talk to the woman in the background, the fucking peanut gallery. Prank call. Let me talk to
her. She's going to call us broke. All the girls call us broke, and I don't understand it. I got a job.
Put that bitch on speaker.
Yeah,
they don't talk to you.
I don't give a fuck. You put that shit on speaker, boy.
You've been on
are
speaker
you trying
time,
to though. Hide?
Hey,
are you
big
trying
bit?
To hide her from us? She might like us better.
This is
she might,
trucking.
But I doubt it. Unless you got some fucking
oh,
ends in your
please,
back.
All right, listen. Don't call us. Don't call us back, all right?
You got a tractor trailer. We're big
why
trucking
would I
LLC.
Call you?
Yeah, please don't call us. No, no,
why
please. Because you got us. I'm trying to reverse the psychology.
Again, mom's going to be so angry. Don't call us.
I'm trying to reverse the psychology. Reverse the psychology.
You want me to call you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, yeah, check under your chair. You got free balls.
Free balls under my chair?
Hey, you kids making fuck prank calls again?
Oh, Christ.
Oh, shit.
No, Mom, we're not. We're talking to Grandma.
Who are you calling the mother, motherfucker?
No, ma'am, we're not making prank calls.
There's Granny.
Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. How are you?
Don't talk to Granny like that.
It's me. It's your grandpa. How's it going? All right, bye. Bye. Okay, bye.
Bye. And what's he want?
Oh, Grandma. We woke up Grandma.
What's he want?
God damn it.
What's going on?
I hate
on
when
there?
They have fun with us.
Hello?
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 Hello, this is Vincenzo. Who's this?
What?
Hello? You sound like a nice lady. Who's this? Boy.
Hello?
They have nice roots on them.
Hello?
Hello?
Got that there Billy, got that there Billy Goats?
Yep.
How much you ask for?
$350 a piece, but if you take both of them, we'd do $325.
Yeah, I can do $3.50 a piece, no problem.
Yeah.
Well, how many you got there?
I got two big Billies, $350 a piece is what we're asking on them. They're Boer Cross Billies, Boer Kiko Cross.
How much?
Huh?
Do what now? How much do they weigh?
I'm not sure on the weight there. How much do you think those two billies weigh?
I can't weigh more than my ex-wife.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're I guess I don't have a scale to weigh them live weight, I guess, on them. So they're pretty good size. They got to be around 100 and quarter, 100 and a half.
Reckon, how much do they shit every day?
Hello?
Because I want to keep them in an apartment and trying to figure out if I could litter train them.
Don't worry about it. Doom Fridge. Hello?
Going
you got the Doom Fridge?
Pardon?
Doom Fridge?
What did you say?
You got the fridge? The Doom Fridge?
Yeah, I've got the little fridge, yeah.
Okay, what kind of Doom is in there? Is it Doom 1 or Doom 2?
My hearing isn't very good. What did you say?
Doom? Is it full of Doom?
Is what?
It's a Doom fridge?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out if it's Doom G-O-Y-T edition. Oh, G-O-T-Y?
G-O-T-Y. Boy, I must be missing something.
G-O-T-Y. Doom.
G-O-T-Y.
Hello?
What the?
G.
Let me put you on hold. Hold on. Let me just put you on hold. I'll transfer you. Hold on. One moment.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Big Truckin'. We're here to help you. If you need anything hauled, please let your next associate know. If you don't need anything hauled, then why are you calling? We're going to transfer you to the next available associate.
No, I don't.
Hi, this is Jack. Hi, this is Jack. You've called Doom. Can I help you with Doom today?
No, I haven't called anybody today. What's
oh, well, you've been
here?
Connected to Doom 1, 2, G-O-Y-T, or Eternal. Which one do you want?
I don't want anything. I want to hang up because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Sir.
Yes, their last show was just like, well, fuck you. You ain't putting us on hold. We'll put you on hold. I love that.
Hello?
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 On hold.
Hey.
How's it going, man? I'm calling about the ad that you have posted.
What's that?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm calling about that. Hang on, I can't hear you too well. Let me put you on to my supervisor. Please hold.
Hi, this is a supervisor. Sir, turn the fucking TV down. Yep. Nobody can hear you. Turn the TV down. Sir, we just received several calls from this number. We're just calling you back to make sure you were taken care of.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Steve from AdamandEve.com.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, I was being
just put them on hold. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about the Kawasaki, but I have to put you on hold for a quick minute. My wife is on the phone. I have to grab it. Sorry.
All right.
Just a moment, please. We will be shortly.
Have you
visited our website, www.engineeringllc.com. You can find other interesting information about our company there. Currently, all employees are still busy, so calm your ass down and we'll be right with you.
How big is that deck? Do you need us to build a new one? Perhaps engineer it? We got blueprints as well. Visit us at bigdeck.com/deck. We can help all your needs. Don't worry, a representative will be with your stupid fucking ass in a minute. Thanks for holding.
All staff members are still talking to other assholes. Please be patient. We will deal with you shortly.
Hey, sorry, I got a location. Hello? Hi, I'm sorry, I'm calling you about the ad that was on the thing, about the, you know, what you got, you're selling. But I have my wife on the line, I just have to grab this, it's an emergency, so just hold on a sec, I have to put you on hold, okay? Just one sec.
Thank you for holding. This is Big Deck LLC. A representative will be with you shortly. Please continue to hold. Guys, have nice butts.
Hey, this is Adam. Leave me a message.
Oh. Dope.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Something. How's it going? My name's Adam.
Yeah, I go,
hold
for the rest of this message.
Everybody join in,
Your mother needs to speak to you. It's important.
We're all hold on, call us back. Thanks.
Yeah, please. Have you heard the creature? Hello? Hi, I'm the creature. I'm the creature. I'm looking at your extended cab with Topper.
Yeah, I'm the
creature.
You still got that thing? I want to take a look at it, you know?
The creature.
Yeah.
Okay, how good's the shape? Is it scratched up? Is it all good? I mean, does it ride nice when you put it on the thing, you know? Hold on, I'm sorry, my wife's calling. It's an emergency. I have to take this. Hold on.
It's something.
Just a moment, please. We will be there for you shortly. Currently, all employees are still busy.
The you creature. Are...
Fuck. Please be patient. We will deal with your ass shortly.
You are caller number 1. Just open the trench coat. Look at this. Are you selling the French horn?
The mirror can't move anywhere.
Economy in. This is Wendy. How may I help you?
Hi, Wendy.
Yes.
This is Jack. What you got going on over there?
Over where? For
you
what?
You selling some?
No.
Hotel.
Oh. Well, you running a hotel there?
Yes.
Okay, I need to stay there with my family and about 10 dogs. Is that something we could do? I mean,
no,
the dogs don't make a mess or anything. They're good behaving dogs. Why are you being quiet? We need to figure this out.
No, I don't believe we'll be able to accommodate that.
Okay, how about 5 dogs? I'll leave 5 of them in the yard. Just tell neighbors come check on them now and again.
And when were you looking to rent?
Oh, about February 5th, 2027. I like to plan ahead.
Uh-huh.
You still going to be there in 2027?
I'm not sure. I'm
no.
sure the motel will be here.
I don't know. I saw something on the Discovery Channel talking about aliens coming.
I'm sorry, I said that.
See, that's my other personality. He talks every once in a while when I'm done talking.
Ma'am, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I grant you the fountain of youth. God bless you.
Have a good night.
Yeah, see, it's like the devil and the angel. I'm either...
Like, oh, she just didn't like hear that at all.
Hello.
Hey, ma'am.
Hold.
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for humping.
Currently, all our employees are busy with important customers. We'll deal with you shortly.
Thank you for calling.
Please hold.
Yeah. How's it going? This is James from Big Truck and Towing Company. Somebody called our company and said that there was an illegally parked car in your guys' hotel parking lot. Can you confirm that was you guys?
Who called?
I guess it was either one of the hotel staff or one of the residents staying there. They called the towing company. Somebody's illegally parked here. I'm going to have to transfer you guys or else we're going to send a truck down there and it's going to be on you guys. I can't do this.
Oh, hold on. Just a moment.
All right.
Ma'am, hello? I broke into the phone line and he can't hear me, but I called him and pretend to be you and I said I need to have all this shit towed and now he's going to come tow it.
Hello?
Sir?
Ma'am, can you hear me still? Yes.
Ma'am.
Yes.
He
we
can't
haven't
hear me.
Called.
I broke into the line. I'm pretending
yes.
to be you.
Yes, ma'am. How can I help you?
We haven't called anybody for towing.
No, tell him you did. He can't hear me.
I got records
no.
here that somebody did call.
We haven't called.
Line. He can't hear me. I told him it was you.
Yeah, you guys did call us.
It's a hotel.
We got a number right. Yeah, this is the hotel, correct. Yeah, we're sending a towing truck down there. I hear an echo. Is there
right,
a
but we didn't call anybody.
I got records here that somebody did say to tow this.
Man, somebody call me over here. I'm the tow truck operator. Should I hook up the truck to it now?
Yeah, Ted, I patched you in. We got the hotel with the legally parked car. Go ahead and hook that up and get down there.
Hold on.
Ma'am, tell him to tow the Honda Civic. Tell him to tow the Honda Civic. It's blue.
Honda Civic, koi park kar liye wahan pe Honda Civic.
Ma'am, are you still there? Ma'am, I gotta put you on hold. I think there's an interference in the line. I keep hearing an echo of your voice.
What color is it, sir?
Please confirm that.
Honey, he can't hear me. I can hear everything that's going on. I'm the one that called and told him
you
to have
what
it.
What color was it?
See, I broke into the line.
The color, it's a Hyundai. It's silver.
Hello?
Yes, hey, how's it going? Who is this?
This is the manager. Who is speaking?
Hey, this is James from Big Truck Towing. One of you guys called our towing company
and I guess there's a silver Hyundai in the parking lot that's about to get towed, and you guys are going to be billed for it unless I can put you on hold and get you to a supervisor.
So what city are you in?
Yeah, please hold.
No, what city are you in?
I broke into the line, and I used your phone to call this guy and tell him to come tow cars in your lot. He can't hear me.
Why?
But I did it. Because I'm in one of the rooms right now, and I pulled out the cables and I tapped into it, and now I'm using your lines to call people.
Hello?
Why?
Can you hear me?
You're going to sound ridiculous.
I said, can you hear me? You said, why?
No, hey, there's somebody else talking on the line.
No, sir.
He can't hear me. You're ridiculous.
I'm sorry. I put you on hold for a minute there, but the call came back to me.
Sir, this is the tow truck operator again. I know it's not any of my business, but back here by the dumpster, there's some wires coming out of the dumpster. And there's somebody inside. There's some light in there.
I'm calling
I'm on the line right now.
I'm calling another tow truck company. You're going to come too.
I'm going to open the lid here. Sir, there's somebody inside the dumpster. He's making phone calls.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. You fucking cut. Oh, shit.
Get it. Close the door. Close the lid.
What a fucking plot twist.
Remind me of RB.
Front desk?
Hey, I'm trying to be quiet. They're looking for me. I keep calling other tow truck places to have cars towed. But they think it's you because I'm tapped into your line.
Well, you can do whatever you want. Keep doing it. I don't care. Thank you.
Okay, which car is yours, asshole?
Have fun.
Which car is yours, asshole? Asshole.
Oh.
Super Ace Car, I can help you.
Hello, please hold.
Thank you for holding my underwear.
Super Ace Car, I can help you.
Hey, motherfucker, we put you on hold. Did we give you permission to disconnect?
It was all right.
Crapshoot, anyway.
Thank you for calling Reed's Modern Lodge.
Hi, do you have a crapshoot there that I can, you know, throw things down and just peer at from atop?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, hold on. My wife's calling. Hold on one moment.
Thank you for holding. Please wait. You are caller number one. Linda and Heather.
EVC at the Roundhouse.
Hey, this is Linda and Heather Towing Company. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How can I help you?
Good. We got a call from either one of your guys' employees or residents saying that there's an illegally parked Hyundai in the parking lot, and we have a couple guys coming on over to get that off because you guys requested a flatbed. Is that accurate?
That doesn't sound like our property. Was it the PVC or the Roundhouse?
No, it was just the Roundhouse, like Chuck Norris.
Okay.
No, it was you guys, the PVC.
Okay, I'm
not too sure, because we have two... No, it's okay. We have two trucks coming your guys' way. I got to transfer you to my supervisor, because I don't know how to not charge you guys. It's automatically charging your guys' account with us.
Okay, so let me...
Oh,
yeah. ...back this up for a second. So you're saying there's an illegally parked Hyundai...
Yes.
Correct? Okay,
and we got... Yes.
Where exactly is
somebody at this hotel somebody at this hotel requested two flatbeds and said just charge it to your guys' account with us.
Hey, ma'am, can you hear me?
It's an LLC.
Ma'am, can you hear me? Ma'am, he can't hear me. I've broken into the line. I called him on your behalf to have cars towed.
Okay, ma'am, what cabin are you calling from exactly?
He can't hear me.
I can hear two people on this phone. I can hear two people currently.
No, you're in.
He can't hear me.
He can't hear me. You're just looking dumb.
No, ma'am, it's just me and you on the phone. This is H&L Moving Company, and
I broke into the line. I broke into the hotel's lines, and I've been calling tow truck places to come tow cars.
Can you hear me all right? You still hear two voices?
Yeah, I still hear two voices. I just heard a gentleman say that they broke through the line and someone's looking dumb.
Don't tell him I'm here. He can't hear me. You're going to look at me.
There was an echo. I couldn't hear what you said,
okay,
ma'am. Please keep saying, ma'am.
I'm very sorry. I think you have the wrong number. Have a good evening, okay?
I'm going to send four trucks, you cunt.
I'm
Double B Lodge.
Something changed. Hello?
Excuse me? Hello?
Something's changed in the room. Something's changed. I'm in the room, in the hotel room. Something's changed. There was some white powder stuff. There was some stuff on the floor, and I just decided to snort it. Something has changed. There's a robot in the hotel room. What do we do?
Honey, did you find
the
AMAC? I'm, oh my God, something's changed. What'd you say, wee?
What room are you in?
Honey.
Turn this
honey,
fucking TV
what's this,
down.
What's this beaker doing over here with the Bunsen burner?
I just took something, and something changed. Oh, wait, it was you. You changed out of that fat-ass fucking clothes you got on, you stupid bitch. Take that off and take this pen. Change. Take them clothes off.
The liquid in the little beaker is bubbling. What does that mean?
That means lard has hit the fucking clothing line.
Not making much sense.
You still there with your television on really loud?
Oh,
what
I see you're making
you
tea. I thought he was making drugs. He's making tea. Oh, silly me.
Yeah, I'm making tea, and yeah, we're still in the hotel room. This clearly is still a real call, but we're in room 211. Yellow.
I don't think you're calling.
Oh, wow, you fucking just figured that out?
Can we put you on hold?
That's wild.
Please hold. For another available customer service agent. Thank you.
Thank you for holding.
Customer service, how can I help you? Sorry, I had to take my extension into the bathroom. I've got a problem. What can I help you with? What you need, ma'am? Hello?
Green Train and Suites, this is Brittany.
No,
how may I help you?
Hi, Brittany. I'm trying to figure out some things here. Do you have vacancies available for next weekend?
Give me just a second. I'll check that for you.
Okay. And then there's just one little thing. I got to put you on hold for a second. My wife's calling me. It's urgent. One of the kids is sick.
Okay.
I got to take it. Okay. Hold one second. Thanks.
Yep.
Thank you for holding.
You are now call number...
six.
Please continue to hold. Thanks.
All of our employees are currently helping other customers. Your call will be answered in the order it was received.
These guys been around that track and they ain't gonna holler at me like that because there ain't no holler Ted girl. Holler Ted.
Holler.
Blase skip.
I think I fixed it.
Quality Inn and Pine Top, how may I help you?
Hi there. My name's Jack. Look for some accommodation.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're booked tonight, hon.
Oh, can I put you on hold for a minute? I'm so sorry.
Thank you for calling Best Western Enterprise. This is Maria. How may I help you?
Hi, Maria. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Listen, I rented two rooms, and I rented one for my kids. They're having a unsupervised Sweet 16 party in there. The room's locked, and I can't get in, and I'm pretty sure there's alcohol.
Okay. Are they all underage?
as far as I know, I don't allow her to have any older friends. But there was a clown that might be supervising. He was in there doing flips and shit. He had some fireballs he was throwing around.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was doing backflips, making noises.
Oh, I don't know if you're being serious or not, but there shouldn't be any.
No, I am. I can't afford to throw like a big party like one of those stupid fucking MTVs, you know, Sweet 16 bullshit. Like my daughter's not like she's not stuck up like that. She's not conceited. But I allowed her to invite 12 or 13 of her closest friends, and they were all going to stay in that one room tonight.
Oh, okay. What room number are they in?
They're in 212. I am in 215.
Okay. Give me one sec.
And I was just wondering, if I come down and get the key, can you give me the key? Because I don't know if it matters. My wife was the one who reserved it, so it's in her name. So I don't know if you could still give me a key.
No, it would have to be your wife with her ID to come down and get it.
Yeah, but she's out of town. That's the thing. She reserved this a couple weeks in advance.
Okay. And can you just verify her name?
Her name is Lisa.
For the room in 212?
Yes. It should be for both rooms.
No, you might have the wrong hotel. I don't have anybody under that.
Okay, let me be honest with you, all right? Listen, I think my wife's in that room. I was just trying to create an outlandish situation to where you would just give me a key so I can march in there and make sure she's not cheating.
Oh yeah, I can't help you with that. It's against.
I'm pretty sure she's in there with another man, and I didn't agree to an open marriage.
I understand. I totally get you. I just can't break policy if something. If something happens, you go in there.
So what you're saying is you're gonna give it to me? You're gonna give me the key then?
No.
Because I'm outside the door. All right. Well, I'll just do it myself then. This door is coming down.
I mean, you do what you gotta do, but you can't.
I just did what I had to do.
I mean, if you do damages outside, I have your wife's credit card on file. So.
And oh, good. Make all the charges. Give all the charges to her. All the charges.
And I will be contacting Surprise PD.
Who? No, don't do that. I have a warrant.
Sir, what are you doing? You just trashed my room.
Oh, is my wife in here with you?
No.
Dad, you're embarrassing me.
I'm alone. I'm on business travel. What are you talking about?
You haven't seen Lisa?
No.
Okay. You ended up fucking my wife? No?
No, why don't you go trash the right room?
The room to the right? Okay, ma'am, he's saying it's the room to the right. He saw my wife.
No, I didn't say that.
I'm going to go over to this one now.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, this one's done. Yep.
He's breaking my room.
Oh, hey, is my wife in here?
No, I'm here with my husband.
Oh.
Do you know where Lisa's at? You're looking for Lisa. She's across the hall.
Oh, okay, I'm going to go over here now.
Okay.
All right. Let me see this door here.
Find something better to do on your free time.
On my free time? What do you mean? I don't understand.
Sellers Point. Would it be possible I put you on a brief hold while I help this
customer?
I'm sorry,
no. I have to put you on a hold. Is that all right?
Can we put you on a hold? Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Hello, ma'am. No, ma'am. There's a situation in this bathroom.
Okay, where are you? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, can I help you?
Yeah, the baby's being fussy.
I think this is a crank call.
Oh. Open the toilet first.
Thank you for calling the quality in this Kendra, how can I help you?
Jenny, how are you?
No, Kendra. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm upstairs on the second floor, and there's a ruckus going on in the next room over. The baby won't be quiet, and I hear some man yelling at his wife and saying, "Hey, hey, hey, how you doing today?"
So what room is it?
I'm in room 212.
And what's the room next to you that has the noise?
When I'm facing the door to the right, I don't know how the numbers go.
Okay,
I don't know if it's so loud through the walls.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give him a call.
All right. Thank you so much.
Baby. Yep. Bye-bye.
Oh, shit.
All right. Bye, bitch.
Okay. Comfort Inn, St. George North. How may I help you? Hello?
God damn it.
Hello?
Quiet down there, boy. Get in there.
I'm sorry?
Get in there.
Hi. How can I help
you? Get in there.
Hello?
I did something I shouldn't have done. Can you hear me?
Please hold.
It wouldn't stop crying.
I'm sorry?
Thank you for holding. We'll be with you in a short minute. Your caller number 1.
Yeah.
What the hell?
That's my job now. Not to talk.
Armada by Wyndham St. George's. This is Andrew speaking. How can I help you? Hello?
Hello. My baby stopped crying. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Why? My baby stopped crying, and I don't know why. I'm here in room 1212. Oh, my God, I see this guy coming down the hallway. His name is Dwight. My baby stopped crying, and he looks like a fucking dumb bitch. All right? Okay, that's all I got.
I always get the job, baby.
What you want to do?
This
what you
want to
do before straight lifting is... Hey...
Hi, this Hello? Is Comfort Suite St. George. How can I help you?
I'm in the room and there's a chicken right here, bro.
Excuse me?
So, I'm in the room and there's a chicken.
A chicken?
A chicken, yeah.
What room number are you in?
This is my little chicken.
And it's, in the room?
Yeah, it came in the room. It was weird. I think it's one of the cleaning ladies.
What room number are you in?
Yeah, it's, and it was just came in and it's like, I'm petting it. I'm petting my little chicken.
Coronado Inn, how can we help you?
There's a chicken and a baby.
What's that?
Hello? The chicken was gonna, it's like right next to the baby. It's waking it up.
You messed it up. You did it again.
What's that?
There was supposed to be a new friend. I have these sick beats that I'm waiting to play for you. Luckily, there's a chicken in your hotel room.
Thanks for calling Econo Lodge. Hello?
Oh, my stomach hurts, bro. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hey, what? Can you hear me, dude? I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I'm in the bathroom, bro. All
right, good luck with that. Hey, I can just release our phone records to the police. It doesn't go that right.
What's the emergency? What's the emergency?
Harassment. It's actually a crime.
Yeah, harassment. Okay. No, we're not harassing. We called you twice. Rule three.
Okay, well, do you need something, or...
I'm a lawyer, so I got you. And if you're recording the call, you got to destroy all copies. Go ahead, client.
All right.
Thank you for calling Aiden by Best Western. This is Traven Abbott. How may I help you?
Hey,
the chicken.
Oh. Sorry, what was that?
Hold on. Hold on, fuck, I woke the baby up, sorry.
The creature.
Hey, bro, can you bring me some toilet paper?
What room are you staying in?
Let me pass the phone to my husband. He's in the with the chicken.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Hello.
Hold on.
Hey.
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm in. Yeah. Okay. Hey. We're in room 212.
That's the chicken.
I'm a princess that wears a dress, but I'm from New York. What of it?
Sorry. What was that?
Grab the chicken.
Hello. Death. The baby woke up again. Fuck. I've been up
you
for 12 hours.
You're waking up, baby, you motherfucker.
I've been up for 12 hours straight.
Hello?
Hello? The creature. The creature.
12 hours, like, that's a long time. Like, I've been up for 6 hours straight. Oh, God. Stupid.
I'm taking this big shit!
Stupid.
Super Saint George, how can I help you?
Oh, hello? Buddy.
Yes, tell me.
Buddy! Buddy! Hello?
Yeah, tell me.
Oh, man, buddy, can I tell you something?
Tell me.
Hey, there's a fucking chicken in the room, man, and I have the shits.
Sorry?
I'm taking a shit, and the chicken's here, man.
Which room?
I don't know, man. I don't remember. I was drunk when I checked in, man. Oh.
Tell me.
What's your name?
Tell me.
Wah.
Gerber?
Wah. Oh, the baby's awake now, man.
Wah. Tell me.
Wah. Wah.
चल बे माधव चोट सुई जा भोसड़ी ना चल
बंचोट बन की लोडी
वाह गांडू वाह
सुप्रीत सेंट जॉर्ज आउट कैन हेल्प यू
आई वाज गोइंग देयर वी नेक्स्ट डोर टू यू एंड वी डू द बिगर बिजनेस बंचोट यू
सॉरी
We do the better business. We're right next door to you, Banshod. We're starting arrival now. Hello? Tell me.
Kit.
Super Exchanger, how can I help you?
Tell me.
Tell me.
Hello?
Bancho.
Tell me.
Tell me.
You're in our zone now.
You fucking gandu. Banky Lodi.
Tell me.
Trust me.
You don't call this number no more. Don't even text it either.
Daddy Marilan, I'm gonna take a shit in your rat bathroom.
Creature.
Trust me.
Fuck me.
Tell me.
the freezer.
Bop it.
Fuck me in my ass while I take a shit.
Man, I need blood. Tell him, Ted. Tell him. That's right, Dom. We're having a party over here. Pen pal party.
Yeah, we're pooping in the street and we're handing each other our excrement on plates and we're smearing it on our hands. And
body. Yeah, I slapped the goat.
It's fine. I think I'm going to put my baby in the toilet.
I slapped
the goat. I'm taking the shit like your mom when she had you in the street. Like a dog.
The creature.
Do you remember when you were born? How many fathers you had?
Hello, I'm trying to make a booking. I don't know what all this noise is. Hello? Who are these people on your line, sir?
The creature. Tell me.
Hello, please. Hello. I need to make a room booking. Right away.
Tell me. Please hold.
Thank you for holding, where every banchode holds a lantern. Where we care about your children, especially when it comes to putting them in the toilet.
Ban. Chode. Ass. Hole. Butt. Fuck. Chicken in the room, what's up?
Or
that. Man. Banchod. Hand. Him. A slap. And then turn around and laugh at that. Motherfucking banchod.
Hot ham water. Tell me.
Banchod. Bitch ass. Bitch ass. Banchod fucker. Banchod. Bitch ass. Bitch ass. Banchod fucker. Bancho, asshole.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Hello.
Vibrator.
We're calling in Oakland. This is Mary Jane speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Fifi.
Hello.
Hello, Fifi. It's Lala. It's Lala. We're in our room right now and we can't get out. Fifi.
Expected to take it, but when it takes it, it takes it.
Mm. Good evening. Thank you for calling Quality in Oakland. This is Mary Jane speaking.
Fifi, Lala, 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 Fifi,
Mary,
Fofo, La La La. Hello.
Fifi.
Okay.
You know, telling me there might be a problem.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Motel 6 West.
Chinga tu madre, we. I fucked these son of a bitch.
Tom Baudet will leave the light on for you.
Thanks for holding. We're putting you on hold now.
We appreciate your call to the Motel 6 Spokane West downtown.
Thank you for calling the Days Inn in Ritzville. If you know your
Medical Lake. Medical Lake. Medical Lake. Cool. The show comes full circle.
Oh, good.
Penis, cool. Maybe the show comes full circle.
Hello, my baby.
Penis. Labia.
That extends.
Hello, my baby. Hello, hello my darling. All right, calm gal.
Please hold for. Please hold for. The operator. Please hold for. 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 Please hold for.
What the hell?
Hold for. Please hold for. The operator. The labia.
What the fuck is happening? I've entered a vortex again.
Hello.
At least the operator and not just two. Hello?
Hello?
I'm too high for this shit.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? My name is Dwight, and I'm a criminal.
You just called me. Who is this?
Excuse me?
Uh-huh.
I'm calling you back.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, man. It must be a wrong number, because I just got a scam likely up.
Oh.
What number?
No. What's that?
What number?
What is your number?
Uh-huh.
Who is this?
What number just called you prior to me that you think is a scam?
Hello?
Hold on a second, ma'am. I can't hear you very well. Hold on. You just called me. Who is this?
Hi, I just had a missed call from this number.
Uh-huh.
I just had a missed call from this number.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, ma'am. It must be a wrong number, because I just got a scam likely up.
Oh, well, all right. Well, you have a nice night.
What number? You just called me. Who is this?
Hello?
Uh-huh.
This number called my phone last night at 11.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, ma'am. It must be a wrong number, because I just got a scam likely up.
Oh, okay. And I was just afraid it's someone that needed us, so that's why I returned the call.
What number?
The number I just called.
What number?
It is one.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. That's the number that came up on my phone last night at 11 o'clock.
What number just called you prior to me that you think is a scam?
Oh, no.
Hold on a second, ma'am. I can't hear you very well. Hold on.
Hello?
Okay, what number called you prior to you calling me?
Oh, no. Your number showed up on my phone.
Say that again?
Your number showed up on my phone.
I ain't playing shit, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
I just got a call from you saying it was a scam likely, so I think you got the wrong number.
No, sir. I've not called anyone. I just now called right now to see if it was someone in our family that needed to call us.
I am in North Carolina. You just called me. Who is this?
The guy that you called last night at 10 o'clock and woke up about the prank about goats.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, ma'am. It must be a wrong number, because I just got a scam likely up.
Yeah. Same voice, but okay. I was seeing who the fuck this was, if it was somebody I actually knew or just somebody being a fucking idiot.
What number?
This number.
What number?
Thank you.